celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
The power of the gospel is in its simplicity. You need to know five eternal truths. So today's free gift is Dr. Rod Parsley's book, The Simplicity of the Gospel. Your family needs to know where they'll spend eternity. No other guide presents God's plan of salvation with such clarity. In minutes, you'll have the right answers to spiritual questions. To receive your free copy, call today or click on rodparsley.com.
Hello to every single solitary one of my amazing friends. I'm a little stirred up today, and I welcome you to this very, very extraordinary special edition of Your Breakthrough. Now listen, the Holy Ghost of God has been stirring on the inside of me really since the beginning of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. That was, I believe, October 2nd and 3rd of 24. With just increasing intensity in my spirit. And today, I am absolutely 1,000% convinced that we're now in a profoundly prophetic, end-time season of accelerated blessing and unusual increase. 2025 is a year of double grace, double favor, which is going to lead you, your family, everybody you love, into abundant increase, overwhelming increase. Increase, of course, is the work of God. It's His work, so you just receive the work of God that will cause everything around you to grow, to flourish, to enlarge, to become greater. And today, I am beyond honored to welcome a tremendously anointed woman of God. She lives with increase and favor at the center of her life, of her family, her ministry. Everything she does, 100% done with the excellence of the kingdom of God and of His Christ. She's no stranger to you, or certainly to me, Dr. Medina Pullings. How good to see you.
How good it is to see you.
Well, I have to tell them, you and your mighty, powerful husband, Bishop Orrin K. Pullings, pastor of that great United Nations Church in Richmond, Virginia. She happens to be my spiritual daughter. And I've got my Bible ready. I am open to the Holy Ghost because I know once you start this discourse with us, we all gonna be back on our heels. Is your family doing well?
Everyone is doing well. Good. I am so grateful again to be here. I always get so giddy about being here with Breakthrough because the Spirit of the living God is able to have His way.
He can
and
do what He wants.
We are just so thankful for all that God is doing. So I gotta tell you, all right? Yeah. So a phenomenal thing has been happening.
Okay.
I've always been intrigued with the prayer of Jabez.
Oh.
But the prompting of the Holy Spirit prompted me to announce to our church, to take it in for myself as well, to begin to pray that prayer
every day.
Every day. When I tell you, Pastor, oh my God, the phenomenal things that have been taking place, the supernatural the incredible that has been happening at the speed of now.
Yeah, at the speed of now.
Whoa. See, you know, when God gives an instruction, it is to be followed. Yeah. And so I begin to dive into this prayer of Jabez. First of all, looking at the man's name, Jabez, right? Okay. Which we are familiar with. Jabez, the Bible lets us know that his mom gave him a very special name, Pain. All right,
pain.
So, yeah, because she bore him in sorrow.
Wow.
Right, so she had a hard time. You ladies know what that's all about, right?
Yes.
So every time his name was called, somebody was saying, Pain, come here, Pain.
Wow.
Sit down, Pain. Go over here, Pain. It was a constant reminder every time he was called that his name was attached to sorrow and pain.
Wow.
Now, here it is. This is where the thing changes now, right? The Bible says that Jabez prayed. Ooh, come on now. See, this is game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Jabez put a call in to the God of Israel, right? So here it is now. When I think about this, I thought back to the fact that Jabez really was a person with a covenant over his head that he tapped into.
Okay.
Because Jabez, right, God made a covenant with Abraham, right? Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. One of those sons is Judah.
Right.
And Jabez is a descendant of Judah. Sometimes your inner self knows that there's something bigger out there for you. See, you've been thinking that there's more because there is more. You were made for more. Something instinctively on the inside that had nothing to do with what everybody else was calling Jabez gave him the inclination to know, call on the God of Jabez. When he called on the God of Jabez, when he called on the God of Israel, rather, he was calling on the covenant-keeping God. He was calling on the God that parted the Red Sea. He was calling on the God that causes the sun to rule by day and the moon by night. He realized, come on here, he had options. And the Bible says, he said, Oh, I want you to catch that, right? Oh means intensity. He didn't just say, would you bless me? He said, He put himself in it. He was passionate about it. He turns up the intensity and called out to the true and living God.
Yes.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
Thank
Pastor, when he did that, what he did was unlock the blessing. My God. What he did was tap into a covenant that was already there and unleash the blessing of God on his life. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Blessed to empower, to activate. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He understood that if he had the blessing, he was unstoppable.
Yes.
If he had the blessing, he was undefeatable. If he had the blessing, he had the green light, the go-ahead. He had heaven on his side. Hallelujah. He had the endorsement of heaven. Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
Oh.
I dare you to just say it out in your house. Oh, that you would bless
that
me indeed.
Bless me.
I've been gathering, listen, my adult kids and saying, meet me. Come on, 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's join together. And we've been praying this prayer of Jabez, that you would enlarge my territory. You would enlarge my territory. I want you to go like this right here where you at, because God is enlarging your territory.
Yes,
He's expanding your influence for expansion. See, Jabez prayed a prayer that changed it all. See, this is the thing about prayer. Prayer is transactional. My God. See, even right now, I'm talking to you, but also through you. I'm talking to your atmosphere. I'm talking to everything around you. Hallelujah. Heaven is listening and hearing. There are transactions that are taking place. Angels are ascending and descending.
Come on.
Come on. Breakthroughs are happening right now.
Yes.
When you say enlarge my territory, that means that barriers and hindrances that have been in the way, principalities that have been blocking your progress, hallelujah, are disintegrated by the power of God, because when God enlarges your territory, can't nobody take it. When God enlarges your territory, can't nobody stop it. And so I want you to just go like this. He's enlarging. He's enlarging your territory.
You're
going into more. You know that the Lord is even speaking to you right now as you're going into enlargement. I believe that there are many of you that are connected right now. You listen, we don't need a 6-week course. We just need a prompting of the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
We just need an instruction given by God to be followed. I believe that there are partners with me that are going to sow a seed today into this increase and enlargement. I'm talking about the anointing of Jabez coming on you. I'm talking about the anointing, that same anointing that caused him to grow and to increase. increase and to multiply to come upon you. Listen, I believe that there are many partners, and you are one, that will sow a seed of $111. I'm talking about you're going to plant it in the ground, you're going to sow it, and you're saying, Lord, I thank you that you are enlarging my territory. Let me tell you something. I've seen what can happen. I've seen what can happen when you sow into this particular ministry. I don't know what a lot of other people are doing, but I know about this one right here. I sowed into this ministry, and guess what? God enlarged my territory. It's a principle. Come on, this is nothing new. This is biblical. When you sow, come on here. When you sow, you got to know that there will be a harvest. This particular ministry right here, I sowed into this ministry, and God opened other nations to me. And when I say God opened nations, he opened it. He kicked it wide open by his power. When I tell you, you're talking about access into places I would have never gone into, but obeying the instruction and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, Pastor, this is one of the things that God said to me. You know, when it comes time to sow, he said, you know what? Yeah, you feel good. Yeah, you feel good. But when it's real to you, you'll invest. When it's real to you, you'll sow. And it's like, okay, you know that encounter that I've just released on you, that deposit, that impartation, I'm instructing you to sow this seed. And when I tell you every act of obedience of sowing into this ministry, I can actually mark the harvest and say, that's from that particular seed. I'm telling you, just like with Jabez, even as you sow your seed, I'm declaring and decreeing in the name of Jesus, here we go, come on here, that God will bless you indeed, that God is enlarging your territory, that the Lord, his hand will be with you. Oh, let's go now. It's go time. Come on, let's conquer now. Let's take more territory. That God's hand will be with you in a measure. You say, God's hand is with me. Sure it is. But I'm talking about you seeing the hand of the Lord in ways that you have never, ever seen before. And you are walking in divine guidance and strength, dependent on God's presence in every season of your life. God's hand being with you. Now, check this one. This one right here really stood out. The Lord said to me, he said, don't forget to pray this part. Okay. Keep me from evil. Don't leave, because we like to say enlarge my territory, but you know, just kind of leave off the keep me from evil. Jabez was saying, God, I don't want to participate with evil. I don't want to partner with evil. Nope. I don't want to associate with evil. Nope. I don't want to sow into evil. Nope. And then the second part of that is keep me from evil. Evil is in the land. Yes, God, protect me. Preserve me. Keep me from evil. Even as you are sowing today, I'm declaring over you that the Lord will keep you from evil, that the Lord will keep your children from evil, that the Lord will keep your spouse from evil.
Do it,
in
Jesus.
The name of
Do
Jesus.
It,
Hallelujah. The evil, there's some things that we don't know about. We don't know what we don't know, but God sees the evil in the dark. But the Lord will protect you.
Yes.
The Lord will preserve you.
Yes.
It will keep you even from the attacks that the enemy will try to do and try to launch against you. They will see epic failure because the Lord will protect you. The Bible says that God granted his request.
There it is.
My God, he's a prayer answering God. I'm telling you, I want you to partner with me. Come on here. Listen, this thing right here is all about souls. It's all about people being born again. Yep. Listen, I've seen it. It's TNT, tried and true. This is that kind of ministry. It's all about souls. As you sow today, get ready to enlarge your territory. Get ready to break out on the left and on the right.
Yep.
Get ready because you're going to see what you've never seen before. Go where you've never gone before. Faith requires action in anticipation. Come on, not just an action, but an action in anticipation.
Oh, my God,
put a praise on it.
I want
you to go now. I want you to partner with us as you sow into this ministry so that we can reach more souls.
As
you reap a harvest that you have not seen before. Deuteronomy 1:11 says, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you a thousand times and bless you as he has promised. Get that seed in the ground. May God bless you a thousand times more. The anointing of Jabez be on you. Obey God. Now, if God tells you to sow more, don't you tell him no. You better plant that seed.
Yes.
Maybe God is telling you to sow that seed of $1,111. I've seen him do it. I've seen him instruct me. to do it.
Yeah,
obey
too.
God, the God of glory,
the
God El Shaddai,
Amen.
Yahweh, the God who is more than enough. He loves you. The anointing of Jabez be upon you.
My great God in heaven, did you get that? Because that is God's word to you right now. And not some weak-kneed, milksop evangelical God. The God of the endless ages. That's what Deuteronomy 1:11 said. The God of the endless ages and the God of the angel armies. The only one true and living God has a promise with your name attached to it. Deuteronomy 1:11. $111. You say, I can't. Yes, you can. You just got to try a little bit harder. And for many of you, that's not even a stretch of your faith. Now, there are four in my family, so I'm going to sow $444, $111 for every single one of my family members. Go to your phone, call the number on your screen, write to me, or click on that code. What is that thing called?
The QR code.
QR code. I'm 68 and feeling great. You got to just put your phone up there. It'll take you right back to rodparsley.com. Get that seed in the ground for increase. Do it now. Now, coming up, Dr. Poulings has two vital keys to unlocking God's greatest blessing. We'll be back. Count them down. 60 seconds from right now.
Jabez turned up the intensity and prayed that God would bless him indeed. You can also unlock a blessing sealed by an unbreakable covenant. Right now, sow your Jabez seed of $111 and get ready for an outpouring of increase in ways you've never seen. Sow and believe that heaven is on your side and get ready for your influence and impact to expand, just as Jabez did. Call now or scan the QR code on your screen to invest into the kingdom work of breakthrough. Your Jabez seed today will also guard your harvest and keep you from evil. Phone lines are open now. Give $111, $1,011, or sow for each member of your family. We're believing for the anointing of Jabez to be upon you. It's God's word for you in this year of increase.
Wow. I only wish you could be here during this entire segment, because when we break away, you know, there are things there for you. I think we need to get, we used to do a lot of live,
yes,
you and I together.
Yes,
and get that audience here with us so,
yes,
they could just shout along with us. Well, you get ready. Here comes Dr. Medina Pulling. She's going to take you further into this revelatory teaching on the prayer of Jabez like none I've ever heard. You ready?
I'm ready. Woo! I wish you could feel the presence of the Lord in this place. He is here with us, and you're here.
Yep.
We're talking about Jabez. And so the next scripture I want to go to is in the book of Isaiah. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Why? Mm. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants, ooh, will dispossess,
preach,
nations.
Doctor.
Hallelujah. Desolate cities. They're desolate cities. You're getting ready to settle in them. As you go forward in this anointing of Jabez, as you are praying this prayer, remember, prayer is transactional. Prayer, there are impartations. There are deposits. When you're praying, you're standing over an open heaven, just like Jabez. When you get ready, as you are declaring that you are enlarging your territory, Notice, God promises that you are going to expand and look at these areas, in areas of influence, legacy, blessing, and he equips us for it. The legacy of restoration is on you.
Yes,
there's
God.
Some things that have been stolen from your family, from your lineage, your family line, and you're getting
Jesus.
It back.
Bring
you're
that.
Getting it back as if it was never lost.
Yes.
This anointing for enlargement, you better get ready because the containers are not enough. You got to get some more. The square footage is not enough. You have to get some more. Pastors, get
Come
ready.
On.
I know they said people want to stay online, but you better prepare and
get
your expectation up. Because
right.
this Jabez anointing that is on you, you getting ready to enlarge your territory.
Thank
and
you,
your
Lord.
Ministry's reach is getting ready to reach further than it ever has.
Yes.
Even in your own community.
Yes.
You're in the community, but the impact hasn't been there.
You're
in the community, but you haven't really seen the influx. But get ready, because when the Lord enlarges your territory and you break out on the left and on the right, some of you better get ready because there's about to be a line around the corner.
There.
Some of you better get ready because they're going to drive in from other cities.
There.
Get ready, because for some of you, people are going to fly in, not only for pastors, but you businessman, businesswoman.
There.
Get ready, because God is enlarging the territory even for your business, the reach of your business.
Yes.
Who you will have transactions with, the favor that you have.
Yes.
I even see major contracts on the table.
Prophesy.
Contracts that you have never had before. I see the deal of a lifetime.
Mm.
I see a record-breaking deal
that is
going to cause generational wealth, not just for you, but for your children, your children's children, as you are a kingdom financier. Future generations are going to be blessed by your act of obedience when you put into practice the principle of seed, time, and harvest. As you sow into this anointing, as you sow into this Jabez anointing, as you sow, come on, calling this seed a seed of expansion and enlargement, because you realize God is calling you to more. Remember the scripture, may the Lord God of your ancestors.
There it is.
Oh, come on. That's what was happening with Jabez.
Yes.
It wasn't just Jabez.
No.
He called on the God of Israel. So that meant he was calling on the God of his what?
Ancestors.
Oh, this is bigger than what you've been thinking. Bigger than what you've been asking, bigger than what you've been dreaming. The God of your ancestors increase you a thousand times and bless you as he has promised. Pastor, that goes back to what we was talking about.
Yep.
Jabez tapped into the covenant.
What
you are doing is tapping in to what heaven has already set up for you. But what is it going to do if it's just sitting up there and doesn't manifest in the earth? But as you sow today, get ready for a release. Hallelujah. A breakthrough. An expansion and accelerate it. Come on, I
Jesus.
Said accelerate, not just increase, but I'm talking about accelerate it. I'm talking about this should have taken 3 years and it's happened in 3 days.
That's it.
I'm talking about, come on, by this time tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm talking about it in the same day.
Suddenly.
I'm talking about the suddenlies of God being released upon your life, because he is God. He's bigger than time and he's able to do anything
Jesus.
But fail. He is the Ephesians 3:20 God.
Yeah.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That power is working in you as you move. And so some of you are saying, you know what, specifically, you have a particular area.
Mm.
It may be an area where you believe in God and you're saying, I know. But when God enlarges your territory, who can keep you off the land? When God enlarges your territory, who can stop you from moving in? When God enlarges your territory, who can outbid you? I know something about that.
Yes,
we know something about that. We had developers campaigning against us, bigger money. They said, hey, you don't have all the money. You don't have enough to do this, but God did that thing, and he's doing it for you. We moved in. We're in there. Why do you need more to reach more?
Right.
Why do you, it's not about selfish gain.
No.
It's about being a blessing.
Yes.
As you sow, get your seed in the ground. Some of you, your seed is
$1,111.
Right. Someone said, you don't have to, what are you doing? You're not ashamed to ask? No, this is about the kingdom. It ain't for me. It's about souls, but it's bringing your breakthrough. Huh? On the other side of your obedience.
There it is.
On the other side of your action.
Yes.
Faith without works is dead. But when you put into action what you believe, when you follow the instruction given, you are going to see that breakthrough. The anointing of Jabez, pray that prayer every day.
Every day.
Pray. Begin to thank him for doing it.
Yes.
And put your seed in the ground and sow with expectation, holy expectation.
My
there it is.
God,
it's happening.
In heaven. Look, that's what you call a word, a revelation word that Dr. Medina Pullings has brought to this worldwide breakthrough audience. And it's a right on time, right now, prophetic word to where we are. There was a gentleman sitting on the second row of our worship service, I don't know, 6 months or so ago, and a great businessman. I mean, wealth in every direction. And suddenly, all of his contracts dried up.
Jesus.
Gone. Now, he told me that out in the hallway, but he never told Ashton. But around here, God hears everything. Ashton got up a couple services later, called him out, and began to prophesy to him about contracts. Mm. The next Sunday, he had just under $5 million of contracts come in. Had not had a contract for months. Are you listening to me? When you said businesses, you made my baby jump. I'm telling you right now, get a $111 seed in this soil today, or a $1,111 seed. Whatever your need, let your seed be an expression of the miracle you're believing for. So go to your phone, or you can write to me, but do it today, or just take your phone and put it up there to that QR code on the screen. That'll take you right to rodparsley.com, and you can sow your increased seed. This is for expansion for you, and while you're doing it, you're going to help us expand even further, where we've been preaching the gospel through these cameras for over 40 years, every day of the week around the world. So that's what you're sowing into. But there is a miracle attached to your step of obedience and faith right now. So make sure you do it. God's going to bless you as you do. Your increase is on the way. New contracts, new business, breakthroughs in your mind, breakthroughs in your family. $111 seed. Do it right now and then just start shouting, because your miracle has already left heaven on its way to your house. I believe it with all my heart. Dr. Pullings, give us your social media tag or your website or something so these folks can get in touch with you.
Thank you. You can connect with me, Medina Pullings, on all social media platforms. And if you're anywhere near Richmond, Virginia, join us at United Nations Church.
Do that.
We have a warm seat of welcome.
Yes, and I'm telling you, what you saw a little bit of here, you're going to get a whole lot of there. She is the original Jesus Girl. So look for that Jesus Girl conference too, because I've had the privilege of preaching there to the building packed out in an arena somewhere. Be a part of it. It'll be a blessing to you. I'll see you next time right here, where we're starving your doubts to death by feeding your faith on your breakthrough.
Jabez turned up the intensity and prayed that God would bless him indeed. You can also unlock a blessing sealed by an unbreakable covenant. Right now, sow your Jabez seed of $111 and get ready for an outpouring of increase in ways you've never seen. Sow and believe that heaven is on your side and get ready for your influence and impact to expand, just as Jabez did. Call now or scan the QR code on your screen to invest into the kingdom work of breakthrough. Your Jabez seed today will also guard your harvest and keep you from evil. Phone lines are open now. Give $111, $1,011, or sow for each member of your family. We're believing for the anointing of Jabez to be upon you. It's God's word for you in this year of increase.